Good evening, you're listening to 91.3 FM, KBIA. This is Thinking Out Loud. Each week, my colleague Darren Helwidge and I take a look at a mid-Missouri place, person, or phenomena that deserves another look. Throughout the month of March, we're visiting colleges and universities across mid-Missouri you may not be as familiar with as the University of Missouri. This week, we travel to Jefferson City and visit Lincoln University. Founded at the close of the Civil War, when soldiers and officers of the 62nd United States Colored Infantry took steps to establish an educational institution for blacks in Jefferson City, Missouri, which they named Lincoln Institute. It later became Lincoln University, founded in 1866. We'll start the visit this evening with the school's current president. It's Dr. Kevin Rome. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I am Dr. Kevin Rome, and I'm the president of Lincoln University. I grew up in Georgia. I was born in Columbus, Georgia, then moved to Atlanta. My parents divorced when I was young, so I grew up in a single-parent household with five children. You know, we had our challenges, and education was the opportunity that changed my life. So I ended up going to my undergraduate experience at Morehouse College, which is a historical college, the alma mater of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I received a bachelor's in English, and then I went on to get a master's in higher education from the University of Georgia and a PhD in educational administration from the University of Texas at Austin.
How long have you been in the current role here at Lincoln University?
This is my second year. I'll be completing my second year in June. I'm the 19th president of Lincoln University. Lincoln is an excellent institution. We're an 1890 land-grant institution, which means that we focus partially on agriculture and extension. We have extension programs throughout the state of Missouri. We also have several farms, and so we have many students and faculty who focus on agriculture and research, in which we do a lot of collaboration with the University of Missouri. We also have a very strong nursing program that, if you look at the success rate of our nurses, they pass their nursing exam at very high numbers and a very good percentage. We also have a strong criminal justice program. Being in the state capital, many of our students get to do internships and work in a lot of state agencies. We also have a strong business program. Many of the current presidents of banks and past presidents of banks in the Jefferson City area graduated from Lincoln University, and so we have many strong programs. We also have a very good music program. We produce a lot of band directors and musical performance majors here, and art.
Where are you drawing students from?
We get the majority of our students from Missouri, from mid-Missouri, St. Louis, and Kansas City. However, we get a significant number of students from outside of the state. We get students from all over the country, from as far as the East Coast, and one of our growth markets is California. We get a significant number of students from California, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Indiana, Illinois, and we also get students from the Caribbean. We get a significant number of students from the Caribbean and other countries.
What kind of young person decides Lincoln University is the place for them when they're looking at a whole range of opportunities?
Well, we are very affordable. We're relatively one of the most inexpensive institutions in the state of Missouri, and so that attracts a lot of students. Many of our students from mid-Missouri choose to go here because they can work or stay at home and pay for their education while they are here in school. Students are looking for a historically black college, even though the majority of our students are non-African-American, find this as an option for them. And students who want a smaller institution where they'll know everyone on campus, we have a little over 3,000 students, so students know each other, they know their faculty, they know their staff, and here they're not just a number, people actually know their names.
Why do you think the trend has been for, and I've read not just Lincoln, but other historically black institutions are not majority black anymore. What are the factors in that?
Well, I think a quality education doesn't have a color, and it doesn't matter whether it's historically black college or not. I think students are finding that they get a quality education at Lincoln University at a reasonable cost, and so that's very attractive in this day and age.
Talk to me a little bit about the challenges that Lincoln University faces. I know last week my colleague Darren Helwich visited with Diane Lynch at Stevens College about how that institution, which is historically dominantly female, mm-hmm. attended by young women, has had to roll with the times in order to keep the doors open, and they're doing well. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned some of the strong suits. What are some of the challenges that you face in the next year to 5 years as president of this institution?
Most institutions in the country are facing budgetary issues, restraints, especially state schools, as we look to our legislators to provide more funding, and that's critical for our success. The rising cost of tuition is a concern for all of us, and we want to keep our tuition as low as possible. The preparedness of the students who attend is really important, particularly since we get a significant number of students from the state of Missouri, and many of the school systems in the state of Missouri have their challenges. And so if they have challenges with preparing students, then it's only magnified when they make it to college. So that's a critical issue for us. Despite those challenges, this past year we had a 26% increase in our freshman class, and we're anticipating an increase this year. So despite all the challenges, the demand for higher education is still high.
You're listening to 91.3 FM KDIA. That's the voice of Dr. Kevin Rome, Sr. He's the president of Lincoln University. He's one of our guests on this week's Thinking Out Loud. My name is Trevor Harris. Each week on Thinking Out Loud, Darren Helwich and I take a look at a mid-Missouri person, place, or phenomena that deserves another look. In this month of March, we're headed back to school. We're visiting mid-Missouri colleges and universities that deserve another look, places that you might not be as familiar with as the University of Missouri. This week, we're visiting Lincoln University in Jefferson City. Here's more with Dr. Kevin Rome.
When I'm 18 and I come knocking at Lincoln's door and y'all open the door, what kind of things are going to help that student succeed and get a toehold here and matriculate?
Faculty and staff are very engaged and committed to the success of our students. As a president, when students walk on this campus, they're going to know who I am, and I'm going to speak to them. And I eat in the cafeteria. I attend student events. Many of them have my cell number. They email me, and they know that I will respond, because in a smaller campus of 3,000-plus, you can know the president. You can know the administration. And the family members know that if there's a problem, we'll respond. And so for those who are looking for a very supportive environment, one where they don't want to be lost in the crowd or the numbers, they look forward to that at Lincoln, and that's what they experience.
Is there a formal mentoring program where you pair them up with a faculty member or a community member? Is it that structured, or is it just people care and they're looking out for the young ones?
It's both. Depending on how a student is admitted, some students, based on their academic qualifications, we have mandatory tutoring, academic coaching, mentoring that they're required to participate in, because we want to help them achieve the maximum success possible. And for other students, it's the relationships that they build with their fellow students, with the faculty and staff, so it happens more organically. One of the things that I have to dispel when I meet people, particularly in mid-Missouri, and they say, Lincoln, oh, that's a black university, or historically black. And I have to tell them, well, we've been majority white for many, many years. And I don't think they realize that the majority of students who attend here and graduate from here are not African American. And if you come to this campus, it's very diverse. Our faculty is very diverse. Our faculty is majority white. Our staff is about 50-50. So the perceptions that people have really go back to the 20s, 30s, 40s. And they don't realize in 2015, we are very diverse and we have excellent academic programs. And our students are very successful when they leave here.
Walking across the campus of Jefferson City's Lincoln University, I noticed the diversity of the student body and the faculty. I bumped into undergraduate business major Kevin Wade in the Lincoln University bookstore. We discussed what originally brought him to the school and what keeps him there.
My name is Kevin Wade, and I study business administration here at Lincoln University.
Where'd you come from?
I'm from Alton, Illinois.
How did you find Lincoln University from Alton, Illinois?
Well, I first came here for a football scholarship, so I played 2 years here from Lincoln University. But my experience here in Lincoln is great so far. Yeah, I just love the life, you know, the energy that it gives off, you know, being a historically black college and everything. So, I mean, I like how it's a small university, so you know you get to know your professors a lot, you know. So I love that aspect about it. I am an ambassador for the school, so I go around. I do tours for new students and everything like that, or orientations during the summer and spring. So that's how I really have gotten involved during on the campus.
So the longer you've been here, you learn more and you can tell new people kind of the ins and the outs?
Yeah, definitely. We just basically, we all get all the new students in, you know, get them, you know, familiar with the campus and everything like that. So, yes.
How's the semester going this semester for you academically?
Oh, academically is going great. I think the midterm is going by 3.5. Yeah, so I'm doing pretty good this semester.
Is there one class that's just rocking your world and you're learning a lot?
Principles of management. Yes, I'm a business manager, so yeah, it's a lot of writing in that course. So it's kind of tough, but you know, I got to push through it and always get through it. Definitely.
So when you're done here at Lincoln University and you graduate next year, you hope, knock on wood.
Yeah.
What's the goal then? What do you see yourself doing?
I want to probably start managing. Probably business of some sort. I work at Red Lobster right now, so probably might try to manage there, you know, just start off. But I really want to get my master's, though, get my MA, my MBA, definitely.
Do you see yourself going back to Alton or someplace different?
No, I kind of want to stay here, you know. With the roots here, I love it here, so I probably want to stick it out with the MBA program here.
That was Alton, Illinois native and Lincoln University junior Kevin Wade. He attends the school for its business program. Another program that draws students, as mentioned earlier by the school's president, is the School of Music. Lincoln University is a hilly campus. Taking a walk downhill from the school's administration building, I visited Richardson Auditorium and the Fine Arts Center. It was there that I met Assistant Professor of Music Michelle Gamblin Green. The school's director of choral activities was in her office preparing to take a group of students on a spring choir tour of the Midwest. She talked to me about what draws a student with vocal skills to Lincoln University, what kind of music she likes to cling to, and extended an invitation to you to visit Lincoln University's upcoming spring concert.
I am Michelle Gamblin Green. I am assistant professor of music here at Lincoln University and also director of choirs. I started as a young child with my mother. She was a music teacher. She was also a choir director. So we started private lessons of piano in our home in the South. As I started high school to college, I went on to get a Bachelor's of Arts in Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia. I got a Master's of Music at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. I did further studies at the University of North Texas. I have choir director positions from Talladega College, here in Missouri at William Woods, as well as Westminster. So I have been very engaged in my career. Even to present day. We have two ensembles. The first one is the Lincoln University Vocal Ensemble. The second one is the Lincoln University Choir. The Lincoln University Vocal Ensemble is a non-audition group. It comprises of majors, music majors, as well as non-music majors. The Lincoln University Choir is our non-audition group. And this is open to the campus wide. It comprises also of music majors as well as non-music majors. My student body with my ensembles, we have non-music majors as well as music majors.
The young people that come to you and want to be in either of those choirs, did they come from a church background or did they sing in choirs at their high school, a little bit of both?
We have a variety. Most of the time, I will have students that have experience in a school choir, which is a very positive thing because immediately they know the choir language, the singing language, and the process of performance and preparation. And so we have large music programs that they are coming from. We have small music programs that they are coming from. I do have a small percentage that I would say just from a sacred background, but a lot of my students, especially in the last 5 years, they are coming from an actual music established program.
When a person graduates with a degree in music from Lincoln University, how do they use that degree?
Several options that they prepare for while they're here in our department. One could be they're actually taking an opera career. They're putting their names out in order to do opera roles. Some of them will do some applied teaching, either in their studio or actually going into the classroom teaching, because we do have here a Bachelor's of Science in Music Education, where they are certified and prepared to go into the workplace in order to teach music, whether it is instrumental or vocal music. So there's options that they are preparing for in our music department.
Tell me some of the composers or some of the works that especially move you.
Out of all, one in particular, the Mozart's Requiem. I think that's considered my cleaning music, my work music, even when I need to prepare for concerts or prepare my syllabi or even just stare at the walls. It's that Mozart's Requiem that I enjoy greatly.
If folks listening wanted to hear one of those two choirs that you mentioned, what are some opportunities coming up?
Let me invite everyone to always attend our spring concert, which is every first Friday in May every year. We feature many soloists. We also have an instrumental ensemble at times to play with us from the community. I always label the instrumentalists that come to participate with us the Friends of the Arts, because these people provide music and they have other careers as well as just being musicians. So I do invite you all to those performances.
That was Michelle Gamblin Green, who works with Lincoln University students who love to sing. My name is Trevor Harris, and each week on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud, Darren Helwidge and I take a look at a mid-Missouri person, place, or phenomena that deserves another look. Understandably, the program is often focused on the University of Missouri. For the month of March, we head back to school to look at some mid-Missouri colleges and universities that you may not know as much about. This week, I visited Jefferson City's Lincoln University. If you've been with us from the start of the show, you may think you know a little bit more now about the school, like that they're not majority African-American, yet are quite diverse in their student body. They have strong business and nursing programs and a passionate group of choral students. But did you know that Lincoln University also does agricultural research? Lincoln University staff and faculty at a trio of Jefferson City area agricultural stations advance research that benefits both conventional and organic growers. Cindy Day Ornelas works at the Busby Farm. She talked to me recently about the research and extension work going on at Lincoln University.
My name is Cindy Day Ornelas, and I am the Organics and Integrated Farm Systems Specialist working primarily at the Allen T. Busby Farm. We have livestock researchers, and so I do a lot of care and tending of the livestock. We assist the researchers who primarily work in pest management and vegetable research, and we assist them trying to, in any way we can, to make their projects go smoothly. The Carver Farms east of Jefferson City on Bald Hill Road, and the Busby Farm is west of Jefferson City on Highway 54. And then we have a third farm, which is relatively new to Lincoln. It's the Freeman Farm, and it's farther down Highway 54 in the Brazito area.
But all research facilities?
All research facilities. Our farm is the Busby Farm is the organic farm, and so we primarily concentrate on multi-species grazing, silvopasture, vegetable research, and integrated pest management, as well as we have organic blueberries. The Freeman Farm, which is the new one, is mostly grazing at this time. And the Carver Farm has the new aquaculture facility, as well as greenhouses, vegetable production. They do a lot of seed trials, variety trials, and they too have sheep, goats over there. We do have student employees, and so a lot of them are agricultural and natural resource students. And so our goal at the farm is to try to teach them some of the practical skills that they may not have or been exposed to. And then at times, some of the researchers or faculty will bring students out, and we try to help them learn more about day-to-day farming practices.
Is there something specific that you're all working on right now that you feel like has a good extension application that you can share with starting farmers or organic growers around the state?
With the blueberries, it's a relatively new enterprise for us, and they take a while to get established, so there's not a lot of organic blueberries around, and we are focusing our research on different types of mulches for weed suppression or different organic methods to suppress weeds and pests, as well as the insect management, pest management in that way, and fertility, managing our fertility using organic methods, which is takes a lot of different techniques.
What do blueberries like? What kind of condition do blueberries want to grow in?
They like an acidic soil, and which we do have there. They like somewhat cooler weather than Missouri has, and so our heat and humidity bring to can bring some disease problems, and that's one of the other areas we're looking at. We have a Phytophthora root rot in our blueberries right now, and so we're using that as a research opportunity to see what organic methods might help mitigate that problem. We have a field day at Busby, and our field day this year is going to be June 3rd. We called it our Alternative Agricultural Field Day because a lot of our production methods are alternative to conventional agriculture. We're going to take a slightly different venue this year. In the morning, we'll have three workshops that will be limited in size, and we're going to look at vegetable production using organic methods, organic pest management, and identifying and controlling the internal parasites of primarily small ruminants. And then in the afternoon, we have tours, which are open to the public at no charge, and we just will have several stations around the farm where our extension personnel and our researchers will talk with the public about what they're doing and then entertain questions.
That was Cindy DeOrnelis from Lincoln University's Busby Farm discussing the work she and others do to advance agricultural research. As we near the end of the program this evening, let's let the school's president have the last word about Lincoln University. Here he's discussing his academic background that prepared him to lead Lincoln University. Again, here's the school's 19th president, Dr. Kevin Rome.
It was in education, and I focused on mentoring programs for African-American males on predominantly white campuses, and that's what my dissertation was on. But a lot of my work has involved researching the experience of African-American males in higher education and also student development in general.
Are you still able to keep a finger in that?
Yes, very much so. We created a program here that focuses on males, and we have many African-American males that choose to participate in the program. But it's really important that all students find their place on the college campus, and that's what I focus on, helping students find that connection.
Yeah, well said. Because I know when I came to Mizzou, I mean, since it's all about me, I'll talk about me, but when I came to Mizzou, I needed a place to belong. I needed a place to feel like it was mine. And I didn't sense that on campus because it's massive. You know, there's 35,000 students now. There was probably 22,000 then. And I found my way to the community radio station. I felt embraced. And I don't know that I wouldn't have finished at Mizzou if I hadn't done that, but I'm hearing what you're saying. It's critical to have a place to belong and a person or people who care if you're there the next day.
Right. That connection is so important. Everyone wants to feel that they matter and that someone cares about them. And that's exactly what we try to do at Lincoln.
Who has mentored you? I mean, the president has a boss that's probably the board of curators or the board of regents. But who has been somebody, since you've been here, that has really shepherded you and kind of helped you avoid some minefields or just kind of given you some helpful guidance?
Well, the board of curators has been very, very supportive to me, all of them. And prior to my coming here, I worked with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Charlie Nelms, who was a chancellor of the institution that I worked at prior to coming here. And we'd worked together before, and he's really mentored me throughout my career to help me get to this point.
Dr. Rome also talked with me about how people might misunderstand what Lincoln University is all about.
Well, there's this perception that I hear about Lincoln in many communities, and they'll go, oh, it's a party school. And I hear that, and I think about it, and I go, I don't know where that perception started, but it's so opposite of what happens here. Jefferson City is a smaller community. There are not a lot of clubs or bars in this area. Our students don't have a lot of social outlets, and so there's not a lot of partying. There's nowhere near as much partying here that happens in Columbia, because there's just not the outlets for it. And so I want to dispel this belief that students aren't focused on academics here, because most of our students, the large majority of our students, are very focused on academics and really, really committed to their education.
So if you're looking for a good time that involves drinking or drugging this Friday, don't come around Lincoln University campus.
It's not going to be happening here. We created a program here that focuses on males, and we have many African-American males that choose to participate in the program. But it's really important that all students find their place on the college campus, and that's what I focus on, helping students find that connection.
Thanks to my guest on the program this evening, Lincoln University President Dr. Kevin Rome Sr., student Kevin Wade, the School of Music's Michelle Gamblin-Green, and the Busby Farms' Cindy Deornelis. Ms. Green extends an invite to you to attend the Lincoln University Choir's annual spring concert on Friday, May 1st on the Lincoln University campus. Where is it? Just head to Jefferson City, turn off Highway 50 away from downtown and south onto Lafayette Street. Head up the hill, and there you'll find the Richardson Auditorium. The 2015 Alternative Agriculture Field Day that Cindy Deornelis mentioned happens Wednesday, June 3rd at the university's Allen T. Busby Farm on Gala Road, which is a left turn off Highway 54 about 6 miles south of the junction of Highways 54 and 179 in Jefferson City. We've got those event details and this program again when you want to hear it again on our website. That's kbia.org. Just click on Programs. That's where you'll find Thinking Out Loud. If you made a pledge during the recent KBIA pledge drive, thank you. It's your support that helps keep this public radio station viable. If you haven't yet made a pledge, you can always donate to support the shows you love on our website. That's kbia.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook. Just search on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud. For Darren Helwidge, I'm Trevor Harris. Thanks for making KBIA and Thinking Out Loud a part of your day-to-day.